And we now continue with the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we will be uplifting a couple new concerns. Linnell Stock and her family, she has been diagnosed with brain cancer. We'll pray for her, and we'll also uplift those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, the LeBon family, also the Malcolm family, and also the family of Jesse, a friend in our family. He was a 38-year-old that just died of COVID, and so we want to cover that family in our prayers as well, left behind two children. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. We thank God for the church and pray that God's people live confidently and joyfully, sharing the message of salvation in both word and deed. Gathered by the Holy Spirit, we pray that we be blessed with all grace and evidence the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Lord, be with us and bless us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our families, especially for mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers on this special day. We ask the blessing of our bounteous God on all those who share in our Christian fellowship and join with us in worship, and for all who are part of the household of faith. Also, we pray for those who are grieving, the unemployed, the underemployed, the chronically ill and shut in, and all those whose needs are known to us. Lord, today we uplift this diagnosis, and we know that what really matters is your diagnosis of us, that we are your loved children. But be with Linnell Stock with this diagnosis of brain cancer, and as those appointments come in the days ahead. And Lord, we do uplift some individuals that are struggling with some health concerns that came to the church this week for Andy, Janet, and Kayla. Lord, that you would meet them right where they are, that you would speak a word of comfort, a word of care, and a word of promise into their lives through whoever is around them. Lord, for those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, a real loss, and having difficulty just connecting, we pray for this young family. For the family of Jesse, as they have just lost him this week, pray that you would speak into that moment and give them the care that they need. For the family of Art LeBon, as they gather in the weeks ahead, mourning his death. For the Malcolm family, as they gather in the coming week for Don's funeral here at Peace. Well, Lord, we also uplift those names that we name now. Tim and Raina, Cindy, Georgette, Marty, Kai, Bob, Audrey, Ann, Jerry and Joyce, Addie, Craig, Kathy, the Motlock family, for Janine, Melody and Brad, Chris and her family, Barry and Betty, Tom and Donna, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Haley. Lord, grant that we bring your blessing to situations in need in all places. Lord, in your mercy, and most merciful God, we thank you for all those faithful people whose words and actions have guided us in the past, especially remembering those no longer with us on earth, who now share in your eternal presence. By the working of your Holy Spirit, direct us to walk your servant way throughout our lives, seeing each person through your loving eyes. Until that day when we stand in your glorious presence in heaven. Amen. Amen.